justices will hear about racial gerrymandering in Virginia for a second time this month. The oral arguments come after a dizzying series of core challenges that stretch back years. The most recent development is a series of new maps for 24 House districts, several that transform safe Republican seats to Democratic territory. Legal expert Rich Kelsey says this case will not be like most oral arguments at the high court.
The justices find themselves in a circumstance they're not normally in, which is they're the first court of appeal from this panel. Normally they get a case that's come from a circuit court of appeals. So they are looking at the application of the evidence.
Carl Tobias at the University of Richmond Law School says that means justices will be wrestling with whether the three-judge panel properly applied the law to the facts.
Some of that delves into, you know, the evidence and who you believed and credibility and those kinds of questions, which the Supreme Court is going to have trouble second-guessing the three-judge panel, of course, because they haven't heard any of that evidence.
If the justices decide that House Republicans have standing to sue, and they agree that the old maps were not unconstitutional, that could throw the June primaries into chaos. I'm Michael Pope.